Trotsky, in a position that seemed very close to Lenin's earlier views, advocated a policy of permanent revolution, arguing that the revolution could succeed only in the context of world revolution. As a consequence, Trotsky urged a crash course in industrialization, that the Soviet Union did not have the time to focus on an evolutionary development. It could not continue the NEP, but needed to move forcefully toward industrialization and then to prompt revolution abroad. Stalin, on the other hand, argued for a position that came to be called socialism in one country. Without abandoning, he was always careful to emphasize, without abandoning the global revolutionary vision of Lenin, Stalin insisted in the mid-20s that world revolution was simply out of the question at this moment, that when it might have occurred early, during the last days of the Great War and when revolution had first broken out in Russia, this might have been an opportunity for world revolution, but it had passed for a variety of reasons. And now the goal of the Soviet Union should be to create a solid Soviet state, a solid Soviet economy in Russia, surrounded in a hostile world by imperialist capitalist powers determined to undermine the Soviet Union. It was the duty of the Communist Party in Russia to create a strong socialist state capable of defending itself against the forces of counter-revolution. The battle between Trotsky and Stalin led to an open break and to the first purge of the party in 1927. The so-called left opposition associated with Trotsky was expelled from the party, its leading figures fleeing into exile or being dispatched to Siberia to forced labor camps. Trotsky himself was sent first to Siberia and then finally expelled from the Soviet Union in 1929. In exile, Trotsky relentlessly attacked Stalin and his policies, insisting that Stalin had betrayed the revolutionary vision of Lenin. Indeed, this would become one of the great debates within the Soviet Union and in the historiography about the Soviet Union, was that was Stalin the legitimate heir of Lenin? Was he a legitimate heir of the revolution? Were his policies consistent with the ideological thrust of the revolution? Or had Stalin, beginning in the 1920s and then certainly through the 2 5-year plans, corrupted the revolution, had diverted it into a false path? Trotsky, from his position in exile, would consistently attack Stalin, Stalin's leadership, and within the Soviet Union there was always the talk of Trotskyites everywhere. To be a Trotskyite was the worst conceivable offense to the regime. It is a reflection of the seriousness with which Stalin took this, and also I think his paranoia about enemies, that Trotsky was finally murdered by Stalin's henchmen in Mexico in 1940. Stalin would launch what came to be known as the 5-year plan in 1928. It would be the first of two pre-war 5-year plans that would utterly transform the Soviet Union. The plans aimed at the rapid industrialization and forced collectivization of agriculture in order to make the Soviet Union self-sufficient. Rapid industrialization to catch up with the West, with the imperialist forces that endangered the Soviet Union, and in the collectivization of agriculture. Indeed, these two things were to move simultaneously forward. The first 5-year plan was launched in 1928. It was a highly centralized undertaking. Central planning was to be the key to the Soviet economy. And the first 5-year plan was to be administered by a central agency called the Gosplan. The Gosplan sought to control the flow of all financial, natural, and labor resources in this vast country.